Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Simon English. He is a senior business journalist for the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show. At this point in time, we've just seen Tesco's giving out their numbers, the headlines. Tesco recovery gathers pace in the UK. It's cementing its recovery after its first quarter sales growth beat expectations. Shares are £1.80. You think they should be £3. Oh, let's kick off with that. Why do you think they're undervalued?
Well, I didn't quite realise you were going to put me on the spot about what these
we shares... We know what your stock picking's like.
Better than yours, I think £1.80 is cheap for Tesco. I think the market is still looking for this recovery, and all the signs are actually that it's done. It's there. The market's still jittery, I think, about the takeover of Booker. People are wondering whether they really need to do that. And then obviously the other concern is that we're heading into a consumer slowdown at least, and that will be bad for Tesco. I think it will be good for Tesco, but I think at the moment that's why the shares are only £1.80 than what they should be, which is probably closer to £3.
So when you say a consumer slowdown, we've talked about that dreaded word recession. Do you think we're going into a recession?
You think we are.
I do.
It's too early to say that, mate. I mean, we are definitely due a recession, in truth. If you look at the charts, there's normally one every... whatever it is, 10 years, we are about due. The numbers aren't that bad yet, though. It does, at the moment, look like we're still talking about a slowdown. And going back to Tesco, that actually might be good for Tesco. Historically, it always has been. When you get people really tightening in on household budgets, what they do is they spend less, but they spend more at the one place they go to. So they stop going out for a meal, they stop going down to the pub Sunday lunchtime, but they go to Tesco like they always did, and they stock up more there.
Right. Okay, so you moving house anytime soon?
Well, if I were, I would like the Tesco Chief Executive's deal. £142,000 he got for moving just up the road.
Yeah, £142,000 package to help him move to a house closer to the Tesco headquarters in Welling Garden City. That's on top of his pay packet of what?
£4 million.
£4 million.
And this kind of stuff is just infuriating, I think. It really annoys people. It annoys me. The £4 million is kind of, well, that's what you get if you're a FTSE chief executive. The other stuff is just greedy. He doesn't need help moving house, and his employees certainly don't get help moving house. He has committed to that company, and they're paying him £4 million, and there'll be a load of shares and options that come along later. Move house on your own. £142,000 for moving up the road. It's just wrong.
Simon, thank you very much.